away we go.
You ready?
Welcome to the new school. It's something to try. It's fuck 50 Cent. I'd rather a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Hello, Earth. I'm Duke Buzzy. This is episode 59 of Between Bars and Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and so apparently is much of the world. My notorious guest this week is M.O. Littles, a man who's been crossing the country for years already and just released his third solo album, No Matter What, to say nothing of the mixtapes and collabs he's released already as well. He came by the living room to talk about inspiration, touring, going international, and nearly dying in the Kicking Horse Pass. We'll hear that conversation in a minute, but first, veteran and Juno nominee Ghetto Sox is at it again. You may already know this, but last month he launched his fifth studio album, bringing along El DeSensei, Phoenix Pagliacci, Moonshine, Nilla, Mocha, and others. It took a minute to decide which track to play, but I think it'd be interesting to hear from a side of the man you might not be used to. From For You Pretty Things, here's Outside.
True passions, he had a multi-tip, red, green, blue, black pen, and wherever he ran, his backpack went, with no gear on the curb, street golden style, he spent a lot of time lonely as an only child, he used to having lunch alone and made faces, while talking to himself underneath the staircases, in the afternoons, bus rides to the south, arrived to an empty home and lie on the couch, with his eyes on the ceiling, not crying to doubt, just counting all the spiders and flies in the house, and when he got tired of that, draw pictures of robots, vampires, and bats. We're watching cartoons, eating frosted flakes. His mom's was late, I wonder how he lost his way. Pops used to tell him to go outside. The sun would shine, his son was nine. And the wind blew through the trees, blend bright blue with the green. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Pops used to tell him to go outside. The sun would shine, his son was nine. And the wind blew through the trees, blend bright blue with the green. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Popping wheelies on the Ave like Knievel did. A bright kid with a tan who didn't needle it. Vaccinated with all the other little people. Didn't cry, but he bit his lip when they put the needle in. He couldn't write in cursive, retires kicks. Didn't know how to tell you what time it is. Staying up late to watch scary movies. In the middle of the night, sitting there with UPO. And every Easter, they go to Montreal to see Grandma. 2 p.m., she'd be getting hammered. And Dad would take him to an Expos game and get wasted. Embarrassing, catching stairs, heckling the third baseman. So when he got home, he'd want to be alone. Sick of seeing his moms crying on the telephone. Told him someday you'll get to know your father, but not till you're old enough to hold a bottle. Pops used to tell him to go outside. The sun would shine, his son was nine. And the wind blew through the trees, blend bright blue with the green. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Pops used to tell him to go outside. The sun would shine, his son was nine. And the wind blew through the trees, blend bright blue with the green. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes, running shoes, running shoes. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes, running shoes, running shoes. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes, running shoes, running shoes. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Just another day rolling around outside. Half a pack of gum crunching on a Popeye. Riding up and down the block with his head back, staring at the branches in the sky like a pop fly. But he'd never get a chance to catch a pop fly or win the game and see the pride in his pop's eyes. Never get to travel the world or kiss a girl, all because a car cruised through a stop sign. Go outside. His son was nine and the wind blew through the trees, blend bright blue with the green. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Pops used to tell him to go outside. The sun would shine, his son was nine. And the wind blew through the trees, blend bright blue with the green. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes, running shoes, running shoes. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes, running shoes, running shoes. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes moved through the streets. Small running shoes, running shoes, running shoes. Small running shoes moved through the streets.
Wait a minute, drop an old school beat.
And now it's time for our feature presentation.
M.O. Littles.
M.O. gives every indication of subscribing to the notion that having a plan B distracts you from plan A. And in his case, plan A is hip-hop. In his own words and tracks, this is M.O. Littles.
And I can't close my eyes now.
It's kinda ill, I can feel my dreams are right there. But I can't sleep, so I'm living out my nightmares.
Nightmares when I'm wide awake, there's something wrong. Can't seem to sleep and I can't close my eyes now.
I try to chill, but I'm wide awake at night. Where I swear I stare right into my nightmares.
Nightmares when I'm wide awake, I think there's something wrong. Devil in my head, put the needle to the record. Don't know where I'm going, but the minute turn to second. I'm sitting in the middle of the room with a weapon. There's dust on my pillow cause it never sees my head. Eyes wide open, I write dreams instead. Cause I write so much from the hand I bled. Yes, I write what I see, what I saw, what I get it do. Draw a dark line, but what is there to argue? Leave school, do my shit, break through. Still a jet misfit, I admit, different kind of language. Break gold, break bones, all in the package. Savage in the village for these fake ass bastards. Face first in the river, walking backwards. Awkward, how I speak with no sensor. Dark side of the moon, tell your sin to the past.
I'm with my whole team out here getting more cream. Running my city till my motherfucking toes bleed. You know we smoke trees, blow up by the OZ. Red Bull sipping kickers, I ain't getting no sleep.
Nightmares when I'm wide awake, there's something wrong. Can't seem to sleep and I can't close my eyes now.
It's kinda ill, I can feel my dreams are right there. But I can't sleep, so I'm living out my nightmares.
Nightmares when I'm wide awake, there's something wrong. Can't seem to sleep and I can't close my eyes now.
I try to chill, but I'm wide awake at night. Where I swear I stare right into my nightmares.
I'm speeding through the city streets, hoping not to crash. Buck 50 on the dash, windows open like a gash. Smoking on his hash with the ash in the street. With a bad bitch sitting in the passenger seat. We rolling, hitting quarters like a laundromat. Eyes half closed, but kid, I'm an insomniac. With no sleep on the schedule or almanac. Just long days, late nights. If you want these stacks, you gotta hustle harder than the next man. And keep that green on your mind like a Jets fan. I'm jet lagged now, like every single day. I say fuck swag, cause I literally stay fly. My fresh fans getting stuffed on the tarmac. California stopovers, where the bar at? I spit them bars that take you back to the future. And it's that Louis V backpacking music.
I'm with my whole team out here getting mo' cream. Running my city till my motherfucking toes bleed. You know we smoke trees, blow up by the OZ. Red Bull sipping kickers, I ain't getting no sleep.
Nightmares when I'm wide awake, there's something wrong. Can't seem to sleep and I can't close my eyes now.
It's kinda ill, I can feel my dreams are right there. But I can't sleep, so I'm living out my nightmares.
Nightmares when I'm wide awake, there's something wrong. Can't seem to sleep and I can't close my eyes now.
I try to chill, but I'm wide awake at night. Where I swear I stare right into my nightmares.
M.O. Littles is in my living room. How's it going?
Very well, sir.
Yeah.
Good, I'm good.
Yeah. For those who don't know, let's just start with a little of your chronology, as we do. How you got started, and then the transition from Montreal to Toronto.
Well, I've been at it a long time. I was living in Ottawa, not doing much, and ran into an old homie, and I used to freestyle and write rhymes since I was like 10 years old. It was always something I had a passion for. I'm a writer before anything. And so I ran into my homie in Ottawa, and he got me back into it. We started spitting rhymes, and then we both moved to Montreal. I went to Trebis, took my audio engineering. We started a group called Famine, and just went on from there. I carried on the name. I still rep Famine, got it tatted on the finger.
Yep.
Famine, like, evolved to include some other members, lose some members, and then I've continued on my solo tip, and here we are.
Last year, I think it was, you did a South American tour.
Right.
That's kind of different from most of the people I've been talking to.
Yeah.
What were the audiences like down there? How'd they receive it?
It was it was amazing. Like, I went down there and toured with a Costa Rican band, Matic Sando.
Nice.
And so I just kind of, like, fused my stuff in with them. So it was, like, an interesting mix. It was, like, they're, like, how would you even call it? It's not, like, traditional Spanish music or Costa Rican music. It's kind of like, I don't know, just it's really cool and hip, like Spanish music. It's like, yeah, it's really, really catchy. Yeah, we just hit it off and like vibed together and toured all over Costa Rica. It was great.
Yeah, so they're kind of like taking like the Latin style to another level, or
They're like, they're indie hardcore. They're they're literally like out there doing it. Sometimes we're getting paid, sometimes we're guitar case open playing for tips. It was an experience, man. It was great. We had weekly gigs at the same places, and we had other gigs, and it was cool, man. Like it's all love there. The people are great. So, you know, we're playing for locals, we're playing for tourists, and like we're in Costa Rica, you know. So
yeah.
Can't be mad at that.
Yeah. The new album, this is your sophomore album, am I right?
My first album was Vicarious.
Okay.
Then I had Short Days, Long Nights. Now I have No Matter What. Right. In between that, I've had 4 mixtapes with Famine. I did 2 mixtapes with a group called Farm Team I was with in Montreal. And then I did 2 solo mixtapes.
Yeah. So that's okay. That's quite a thing.
I had 2 solo mixtapes other than the 2 albums as well.
Yeah.
I have like quite a discography.
Yeah, it's extensive. Now this one is called No Matter What. Mm-hmm. And it covers a lot of musical ground, like the R&B kind of boom bappy stuff, like Nightmares, to some hard trap beats like Be Yourself and Early Birds, and even some like pop friendly kind of stuff like you did with Ill Vibe there, the chillin' track.
Yeah.
So it covers a lot of ground, but the lyrics seem to stay centered around a particular theme of sort of reaching up and uplifting. That mm-hmm. kind of. How did all that come together for you?
This, I feel like, is a really kind of cohesive unit. It does, like you said, cover a lot of ground, but yeah. I just feel like a lot of my old albums have been kind of like collections of songs from like different areas of my life and different times and, you know, kind of put together. I feel like this was put together in more of like a just a cohesive like sound overall. Yeah, it's just like I'm at the point, like I said, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm just at the point where, you know, I gotta do this no matter what. I don't have a plan B, I don't have a backup plan. I am not cut out for fucking office work or any of this other shit. This is what I gotta do. So
yeah,
since I moved to Toronto, I guess I skipped over that part of the first question. Since I moved to Toronto from Montreal, it's been about a year, I guess, but I was on the road, or I was on in South America for like 4 months, and then I've been on the road a lot, so I haven't really been living in Toronto long, but it's just been great, and like the move has been very positive, and I feel very focused and like very welcoming. I was always like Screwface Capital. I thought it might be like a difficult scene to break into, but it's been beautiful, man. Like,
yeah, that's old. That's
yeah, it's true though. The scene here is, and I think a lot of the people in the scene are transplants, so that might have something to do with it.
I know, I'm a transplant. I mean, I was born here, but
yeah.
I didn't see it again for like 23 years.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
It's been great, and as far as this album goes, I feel like it's obviously my best yet, which is the goal every time. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like I've been working this album. I've been on tour constantly since it came out, so I feel like I have a lot more music coming out. It's not even written, but I know that it's going to be even better.
Kind of roll around a bit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's it. I'm able, going out on these tours and like experience all this life and, you know, hearing other artists and hearing new music and like Survival of the Illest last night, seeing like that many talented artists at once, all this stuff like inspires me. You know, I know once I'm able to get back in the studio, it just pours out.
Yeah. There was some mad, like, different styles going on last night, too. Crazy. Like, we had everything. We had trap. There was one guy who was doing, like, it sounded like skater rock.
Oh, yeah.
Skater punk.
Yeah.
Clarity, rapping over it.
He was dope.
That was Montreal. Speaking of Montreal.
Yeah.
They like to play with styles. And,
yeah.
How do you approach your songwriting? Like, you know, what's your headspace? How do you get there?
It really depends. Like, I don't know. I like to just go in and, like, let things happen. There's certain times where I'm like, especially doing features or something, I'm like, okay, the track's about this, let me get on topic, let me do that. But I definitely like to go in, you know, check out some beats and like just feel like vibe which everyone jumps out at me, you know. Going in on something that's like, okay, you have to write to this one, like I'm really ADD. My mind jumps around a lot, so if I have to stay focused on one thing, it doesn't always, like, I mean, I can do it, obviously, and sometimes it does work out, but I like being able to check out a few different beats and, like, just vibe with something, and I definitely start with a hook, an idea, a concept, and build from there. build a verse. I know I used to just like write verses and then try and put a hook with it, but
yeah,
I definitely working with a lot of different songwriters, I've learned to like really come up with the concept, build the hook, and then build verses around that. That's not like not what MCs really go for, but once you have a dope concept and hook, and you can almost rap about anything.
It's true.
And like tie it all in together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they say that the hook should summarize what the verses are.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way it's like...
Well, and verses like allow you to kind of go off on tangents that may not have anything to do with the hook, but then yeah. you know, good MCs can tie it all back in together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you were to draw a map of it, would it be like sort of a winding path that has crossing points, or I don't know, maybe this is a weird question, but
The process, like yeah. in getting there, yeah, it's definitely not a straight line. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I often will, you know, hear a beat and just like have a couple dope lines or at least a concept of something, and then I'll just like jump onto something else. I like to just feel free and let things organically happen.
These fucking late to work, early to play motherfuckers make me sick.
Blah, blah. You hey, know? Man, you know who the fuck it is, cocksucker. It's Looch.
And I'm Dot.
Huh? Me, I'm getting that worm.
Yeah.
Me, I'm getting that worm. Yeah. Me, I'm getting that worm. This that booger sugar. This that booger sugar. This that booger sugar.
Yeah. Guess who's back?
Let me talk my shit.
These rappers need to quit the bitching for
it's
real.
Tech Loose.
Uh-huh.
Acting like you ain't no.
Fam and Click.
Yeah.
Spit a quick hit, a lick, spit a slow-mo. Probably why your bitch wanna kick it like a dojo. I'm on a promo tip, so a pic ain't shit when a chick wanna come and get a photo. Next thing you know, we're sipping on SoCo. Sex in the hole, blowing up my phone, no. That's a no-no, cause you know mo. I hit her once, never bond, hit it home, yo. Whether she a pro bird or a dodo, a bad bitch make a gadget, go-go. Hoes come in the bomb like a hobo. No homo, though, take the GoPro. These hoes no mo, ain't a bozo. These clowns get bounced on pogo. Hoes purple got me leaning like a cholo. You know the motto, though. YOLO, and I say photo, fresh big logo, polo on my chest. I'm on my J-O every day, so fuck the popo, yes. I clean my act up, got my map up, I get loco funds. These other rappers is just gassed up like Sunoco pumps. You dudes are local punks, I'm touring across the country. And though I'm rarely there, I'm still repping Montreal. I learned to earn, burn an herb on the ab. Early bird gets the worm, and you herbs make me laugh. Somebody tell these rappers that they best to quit the bitching. If they can't stand the heat, then get the fuck up out the kitchen. My palms be steady itching on my word, on my urn. No, you heard, better learn. Early bird gets the worm. So I be on my job, but I ain't trying to punch a card. Cause closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard. I'm going hard on my word, on my urn. Either serve or get served. Early bird gets the worm.
Okay, not me, I'm getting that worm. It don't matter who the fuck's earlier. Play with fire, get burned. If you mess around with them burglars, get the pound and we murder ya. Overcoming them hurdles, I'll be overrunning these pussies in the club, standing on furniture. Now tell me, where in the fuck are you going? If you say you hard, but the whistle is blowing, then we put your skirt up and pussy, you're showing, then we gonna So now that we eating, the money is flowing, and we be repeatedly busting them open, and all of these skeezers is catching emotions, so tell them to cold nights on the boulevard. Keep your hands concealed, we gon' come and pull your car. Unless you got a
straight flex,
better pay the guard. Wanna be a dumb, gotta pay the cost. And if you can't pay it, then you know we coming there, hitting them up, and we leaving you slumping. And we are not talking, no, we are just dumping and throwing them bodies all up in the dumpster and over the fences. We steadily jumping and hopping the whip, and the bases be bumping, and you done just slipped up and left it with nothing.
Somebody tell these rappers that they best to quit the bitching. If they can't stand the heat, then get the fuck up out the kitchen. My palms be steady itching on my word, on my urn. No, you heard, better learn. Early bird gets the worm. So I be on my job, but I ain't trying to punch a card. Cause closed mouths don't get fed on the boulevard. I'm going hard on my word, on my urn. Either serve or get served. Early bird gets the worm. So I...
what do you got on deck for 2014?
before even 2014 comes, 2013 is going to be crazy. I got the Machine Gun Kelly tour.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Shit.
I leave in a week.
I'm an idiot.
no worries. I mean, I just got back from the Snack the Ripper tour like 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
We did all Ontario and Montreal. That was dope. But now it's just like, this is next level. I fly out to Vancouver. We do 16 dates. Victoria to Montreal, driving across Canada in December should be interesting. I've done it like 3 times, but not in the winter.
Yeah.
That's going to be something.
Come to that, I don't think I've ever been through Saskatchewan in the winter.
The mountains, though. Like,
oh, right.
I've driven out there in November,
yeah,
like moving somebody with a truck, and we flipped it down an embankment like right beside the Kicking Horse, and we were like so lucky we didn't land in the Kicking Horse.
Yeah.
And so we ended up, it was Golden, BC. We were stuck there for like 3 days after that. They closed the highway. So I have a little bit of experience with it, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting with like, they've had snow out there in Edmonton and shit for like
weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Real snow. We were stuck on the outskirts, if there is outskirts of Golden, because Golden itself is so tiny. But
yeah.
I was born in Hope, which is, you know, in that sort of, that area.
Okay, I don't remember Hope, but
it's tiny.
Yeah.
It's tiny. Yeah.
People would come through my town, they wouldn't remember it either.
What is it?
It's Fort Smith, Northwest Territories.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've gone coast to coast in Canada, but I've never gone...
Yeah. No, you can, like, it's like way south in the NWT. Like, you can literally throw a rock and hit Alberta.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's cool.
It's Northern Alberta's cold.
Yeah, absolutely. A friend of mine, he teaches. I know we're getting off topic. Yeah. He teaches in like, northern Winnipeg on reserves and stuff. And it's interesting up there, he says.
That's cold, too. Like,
from what
I understand, like, I forget what the word was, but, like, the climate in Fort Smith was the same as in Winnipeg.
Okay.
But I can only imagine what it's like going north in Winnipeg. It'd be like going to Inuvik, you know?
Yeah. not cut out for me. I prefer the beach.
Yeah. I grew up thinking I was born on the wrong side of the Mason-Dixon line, and then I started looking at the politics there, and I was like, no, I'm good here.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 2013, Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah.
2014.
Yeah.
My homie's dead celebrity status, who are from Sudbury as well. We are in talks of setting up a tour, like, basically right away in January, maybe mid-January to late. Just getting right back out on the road, you know?
Yeah.
We need to be out there making music, doing shows, getting CDs out there, selling some merch. So that's the immediate plan. I'm looking at Europe for the summer, possibly. I might push that back. Really, right now, my goal is to conquer Canada fully. Yeah. I mean, I've toured around lots. I like I said, I've been doing it a long time, and it's all been, like, working up to where I'm at and where I'm getting to now. So, yeah, definitely I want to do a couple more of these tours like I'm doing with Machine Gun Kelly, build up the fan base a bit so that I can support going out on my own tour within the next, you know, 6 months to a year and actually, you know, do a proper tour, get some, for example, Sunreal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a year ago, he was drawing, like, 10 people at shows, and now, you know, he's selling out shows, so big up to him, that's dope.
He did a
track on Short Days, Long Nights.
Yep, that's right. Okay, I always ask everybody who their favorite independent Canadian hip-hop artist is, but before I do that, I want to ask, you are wearing a gym teacher's mustache. Is that Movember?
Absolutely.
Yep.
It's M-O-vember.
Yep.
definitely. This is, every year I say I gotta do Movember just because my name's Mo, M-O.
Yeah.
And every year I'm like, fuck, I got a video shoot coming up in November. I got a show. I'm like, I know that I don't have a strong mustache, so
it's better than mine. I mean, you know,
it's actually turned out pretty good. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
But the first couple of weeks, I'd be like around, you know, real men with real mustache, and I'd be like, hey guys,
like Swanson,
you know? Yeah. Rah. Like, I'm like, Movember, eh? And they're like, what's that? What do you mean? So finally, it's coming in. But yeah, I'm definitely doing the whole Movember thing, collecting donations. Movember.com/MOLittles. I'm also on Team Mo Hip Hop with Spech K. A bunch of people on the team. So that's Movember.com/TeamMoHipHop. We're trying to raise some money. I mean, it's a good cause, and like, it makes sense for me to do it with the name. And I had, at my the No Matter What album launch party.
Yeah.
I was collecting donations as well, but someone decided to rob our cash box.
Yeah, so, about that, man. That's...
So we lost out on those donations, which is a shame that people want to rob from a charity. But
or just from an independent artist.
From anybody,
you know?
Yeah.
It was rob somebody, rob a bank. I'm not condoning it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, don't rob individuals. That's chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
okay. Okay, so who are your favorite independent Canadian hip-hop artists?
This is like, I feel like that's all I listen to, so I should know. You know, people are always like, who do you listen to? I'm like, probably nobody you've ever heard of. You know? Yeah. Because I listen to people I know, you know, people I meet at shows. And,
Big in Japan.
I gotta think of, are we talking Canadian? Is that what you said?
Oh, yeah, like Canadian artists, yeah.
I gotta give it up to Shad. Right. I don't know if he's still indie.
I think Universal was like talking to him. Yeah, I don't know if that's a thing yet, but
yeah. And like, I'm not even necessarily, I don't even know that much of his music, but his grind's been crazy, and the music I've heard lately has been great, and I've seen him grow for a long time, so.
Yeah, this is like the old Prince Lives at Home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sunreal is one of them for sure. Church. All the people I worked with on the album are a lot of people that I'm fans of. You know, Church, Nucky Grissom.
Yeah.
Backpacker in Montreal, dude who's on Nightmares, you mentioned.
Yeah.
Sazy.
Ah, okay. I was wondering how to pronounce that. I've only seen it written.
Yeah. Well, it was. I think it was originally Scorsese, and then he dropped that, and it's just Sazy. But I know it. Okay. Well, so let me think outside the box here. You know who's dope? Gamble the Greedy Grin.
Gamble the Greedy. Okay, I'll have to check this out.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. He played the Etobicoke show on the Smack the Ripper tour.
Oh, okay.
He was really dope. His energy was crazy. He was like Yellow Wolf-esque. I don't know if like he doesn't like to hear that or not, but the energy was crazy. Meadow Gang was dope the other night.
Meadow Gang?
Yeah, they're from Belleville.
Okay,
They're crazy. They're just, their energy is, I really like, you know, very interactive, very high energy. This dude is just like long, curly hair, like no shame, big belly, Rick Ross shirt off, just going crazy. He starts to set off just being like, I got your bitch in the cut or something. And everyone's just like, what? First time I saw him when I was doing shows with Mad Child in Belleville, and I was like, really? You know when you see somebody and you're like, I didn't expect that to be coming out of that guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like that. So yeah, Clarity was dope too. I was impressed with his. I've seen him perform a couple times.
It's like saying, I didn't expect that to come out of that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
The first
battle I saw
with Sharon.
Oh,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
in Montreal, there's a lot of dope artists who people probably never heard of. People don't think outside of the city too much. So it's like, it doesn't always break outside of the city too much, but there's a lot of dope artists.
Yeah.
Iblast, Millie Mills, Mugs, Magnum, there's a bunch of. So I don't know, I guess I could go on.
Yeah, shout out to Montreal. How do people find you online?
MOMusicLive.com. Twitter is M.O.Dot. M-D-O-T-O-D-O-T. YouTube is Famine Productions. F-A-M-N Productions. I know these should all probably be the same name, but I've been going through a bit of a rebranding.
Yeah.
So Google M.O. Littles.
M.O. Littles. At M.O.Dot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch for me across Canada with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a crazy tour. We're going to be out there just doing it.
Yeah.
No matter what, available at momusiclive.com. I know iTunes. Trust in the mustache.
All right. Well, thank you very much for
thank you for having me, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
We done made it through the bad weather. Ain't nothing but bright skies ahead. Still, I shed tears on my past years. Cause shit was hectic on me last year.
Yeah.
And anyone who's still in the eye of that storm. Hold on, be strong.
Yeah.
The tides will turn.
Yes.
Church chisel, Nucky Grissom, F-Dot.
I suffered through the years, shed so many tears, but I ain't never let a soul know. On the low though, I've been feeling so low. I'm in the fast lane, but I'm going slow-mo. It's like my world shook up like a snow globe. I can't seem to find my footing on this whole globe. I've been all around the world, I seen diamonds, I seen pearls. I fucked all kinds of girls cause the flow dope. I made all types of money but my soul's broke. And I can't seem to fix the hole in this old bloke. I hear these old folks always tell them old jokes. The type of shit that you just brush off like an old coat. I be getting fast money, fuck them slow pokes. As a younger, wasn't trying to hit them old folks. But now as time passed, maybe then I'll get a grasp. And I'll finally get to laugh at them old jokes, I hope. I shed tears on my past years, cause shit was hectic on me last year. We all fear when we hear shit, it's changing like a cashier. Cause we just trying to get some cash here. Cheer, cheer, I shed tears on my past years. Cause shit been crazy, homie, mad weird. Keep your dear ones near when you kicking it in fast gear. Cause we just trying to make it last year. Cheer.
When they ask me if I'm good, I tell them I'm excellent. When they ask me about the goods, that's when I'm negligent. Everybody asking questions, so I ask why you questioning how I get it. Since I got it every day, now I get it. I used to have a job to put the work in, but now your boy's a star, I put that work in. And now I got a car that I can swerve in. I'm a shark, I see you surfing 100 bottles with the surgeons. I got the know-how and the how-to. How come everything I do raise my value? I got a condo that the girlies can come out to, and the speaker's so big it make the whole house move. The nitty-gritty now is what we getting down to. I feel them high heels, but we in some house shoes. Except that the things I can't change, now my tears hit the glass and turn into champagne.
I shed tears on my past years, cause shit was hectic on me last year. We all fear when we hear shit, it's changing like a cashier, cause we just trying to get some cash here. Cheer, cheer. I shed tears on my past years, cause shit been crazy, homie, mad weird. Keep your dear ones near when you kick it in fast gear, cause we just trying to make it last here. Cheer.
Running with my tank low, rolling out E. I got my nose to the paper trail, word to T. I'm trying to cram a couple stacks in my Levi's, balling like Jordan or Grant Hill and Fila. Big dreams got me up late night, I can't help but laugh at the irony. And these bags that you see under my eyes just reflect the hunger that's inside of me. And I don't have an appetite lately, been called a lot of things but never called lazy. And my girl saying I should take a nap, but that don't get me closer to that Audemars Piguette. So it's pedal to the metal till I wear out, or till I'm at the dock and I sail out, my silhouette dancing in the sunset. Motherfucker, I ain't done yet.
Thanks again to M.O. Littles, and respect to Ghetto Sox.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
Once again, if you're in the Toronto area on Friday the 13th, it is time again for Big Ticket. This month, it's King Just and Fresh Kills, Frankie Payne, and Connected by Blood headlining with support by Talk Sick and Burge Boge, plus the long-awaited return to the Big Ticket open mic. Whether you're an MC, producer, or fan, this is the spot. Velvet Underground, Friday the 13th. Join me again next week for more music and, with a bit of luck, a conversation with the award-winning and indomitable Dollars the DJ. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
it's one thing to answer a request for criticism with something constructive and then laugh when they accuse you of hating. That's a sign that they weren't looking for criticism at all, but affirmation. It's another thing to broadcast unqualified negativity and then call it criticism when you get called out as a hater. You're entitled to talk down someone's work as much as you want, and you don't have to back it up. That's the society we live in. Freedom and shit. You're also free to put your voice behind what you love, because, you know, you get what you give and all that.
Thanks again for listening. Now it's your turn to talk.